Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I'm not having kids. I'm doing a facelift. That's my gift to myself.
You don't want kids?
No. It's my push gift. It's a pull gift.
I was going to say it's a
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey guys, welcome to Chris vs. the People, the show where real people tell real stories that may hit real close to home. I am so excited for today's episode because we have on, how do I even describe you? We have my friend and hysterical comedian Zachariah Porter. Do you like being called Zachariah or Zach?
I love
it. Okay, I feel really like who are those people? Not the Mennonite. I feel very Mennonite calling you Zachariah.
Like, it's biblical.
It is.
It's so the story of Zachariah in the Bible. No, because I grew up gay in church and there's a lot of us. Did you go to church? I mean, yeah, did you?
Of course I did. My name is Christopher Joseph. Honey, I am church.
Zachariah was John the Baptist's father. And when God said he was having a kid, because Zachariah was so old, he was like, you're having a child. Zachariah said, that's not true. And then he's like, oh, you don't think it's true? I'm going to make you not be able to speak for 9 months while we have this baby. So he could not speak for 9 months.
Oh, that's the dream.
And then when the baby was born, he could speak again. And God was like, see, you learned a lesson. And that, and I don't know why that resonated with my mother.
I was going to say, and so your name is Zachariah Y? She's like, shut the fuck up.
She went
up.
To
She's like, just shut up.
She went to a Quaker church and she heard it in Sunday school. And she told me my entire life it was her favorite boy name, but I'm the third son. So how does that work?
I don't know, but could we get her on the line?
Oh my God. Delusional, insane.
No, I mean,
woman.
I think all of our parents from that time.
I've met your mom. She's so sweet.
No, she is so sweet, but that bitch straight up named her three sons Michael, Christopher, and David.
Yeah, no, she loves the Bible.
She loves the Bible. Not like that, though. Not like the way people love a Bible now.
No.
Just want to make that clear.
Like, things have shifted. Actually, the culture shifted. It's getting
the
real
vibe
dark.
Shifted, the culture shifted.
There's actually a lot of gay comedians I've met that grew up in church. It's like a really easy pipeline.
No, the pipeline is pretty popular, I think. You just got engaged.
I don't have a ring, but I did.
Okay.
I don't want a ring, though.
Did you save it for Pride Month on purpose?
No, but it was a great way. It was May 31st. We kind of just rolled right into the engagement.
Oh, so it wasn't even Pride Month.
But it was like but you think about it, day
you
before.
You kicked off Pride Month.
Yeah, we kicked off Pride Month. But it worked out perfectly. We were on tour all last year. I've had the ring for like a year. I know.
Okay, well, save it, because we're going to be talking about it on the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon. Get into that. The link is down below. Also, if you haven't, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, guess what? You can watch me sweat my balls off on your screen. How cool is that?
Happy summer.
No, like really unhappy summer. I hate summer. I was just not built for it. And as our last announcement, be sure to get your tickets for Chris vs. the People Live. We might be adding a few stops. So if we're not coming to a place near you, well, guess what? We just might. So can't wait to see y'all there. There's general admission and meet and greet tickets. And all right, we've got some stories to hear from you.
Let's do it.
Zachariah. Okay, so I feel like every funny person has a like colorful childhood. What's like a wild story from when you were a kid? I feel like this is always, I love asking people this question.
Oh my God. So I was the youngest of four, so I was like very much pushed aside. I would like kind of like my siblings raised me. My mom had a very chaotic household. And I grew up watching TV and wanting to be in the entertainment industry. So when I was really little, I actually was trying to get a casting agent on Disney Channel. I didn't even tell you about this. So, you know, do you remember like those, like, did you ever like apply for one of those like clickbaity things? Like if you're like, Disney's coming to Boston.
Honey, did I? That is like, I could smell one of those things coming a mile away. And I said, Mom, get the fucking keys in the minivan and we are two-wheeling it.
So when I did mine, I wasn't real, and I that was how I learned my social security.
Wait, mine were always real. What do you mean they weren't? You showed up to what, a warehouse?
I didn't show up to one because I never asked my parents because they never would have brought me.
Oh, and you just signed up though.
And I was like, because what if it actually happens for me? And let me just get the wheels turning so when I can present the offer, it's already moving forward. And I remember I was on the application. And it's like, I'm killing it. I'm describing myself. I'm like, they're like body type. I'm like athletic. I'm literally like a bowling ball with legs. And I'm like, the camera adds 10 pounds. This is going to be a mess. But I got to the bottom and they asked for my social security number. And I had to like go up to my parents and like casually, a liar from the jump, like casually bring it up in conversation and be like, to get my mom to tell it to me. I was like, I think I should know this. I think, what if I get
How
lost?
Old are you?
Like probably 11, 10 okay. or 11.
It is important at 11 to know your social security,
and
but I don't
like,
know that
get
important.
Get out of the kitchen. I'm drinking. So she
me, I'm your mom.
White Zinfandel like on tap. She was like, find a vein. We got this. So she gave me my social security number and I submitted online. I never got any information back from that.
Did your identity get stolen?
It did not, but for years I was so nervous because I just really gave it all away for the chance to meet. And they advertised it as like, meet Mitchell Musso. That's what the advertisement
Not
was.
Even like Miley, it was Mitchell.
And you know that was important.
Well, yeah, 100%. Was he your gay awakening?
No, my gay awakening, I was 6 years old. That's my first gay ideation.
Yeah,
thought.
Sure.
My old babysitter, she would give us her old Nickelodeon magazines.
Oh.
Yep.
She's a real one.
NSYNC was on a cover, I think in 2001. And I have this vivid memory of taking my index finger and crossing out every single member. And then when it was Justin Timberlake, and this is when he had the ramen hair, kiss my index finger, my middle finger, like right on his face.
I mean,
like so gay already.
Yeah, it's just as gay as kissing the fucking magazine itself. Like, and picturing if their lips would be that size. Wow, you're bringing up a lot of horrifying memories from my childhood.
Were you a Nickelodeon reader?
I was like a M magazine or like a J14.
Okay, that's the real deal.
Like those, and trying to convince my mom of buying me that. Honey, I mean, I could be a black op, honestly.
Who was the guy? Who was your, or your first?
I had a huge crush on Shania Twain was like my first official person I remember. Like, she's hot. I have a crush on
her.
She's a drag queen. I got a calendar. Maybe it wasn't as young as six, but like it felt like that looking back. It was like remember wall calendars?
Yeah, of course, of course. Bring them back, dare I say?
Like, bring them back.
That's so brave.
But someone gave me a Shania Twain wall calendar and it was like during her like hot like
yeah
like peak Shania, man, I feel like a woman, and man, did she feel like a woman in that calendar. I remember thinking, like, looking back, I'm like, who the fuck gave a young kid that?
Yeah,
but Hilary Duff was a big one.
Your girl,
she was like the main thing for a while, the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I think.
I was torn between Nick and Joe.
I was so Nick. The diabetes campaign really reeled me in.
I don't know what was in the air around that time. It wasn't insulin. I got a dog tag online, a medical licensed dog tag
yeah.
with like the fucking Red Cross and the snake on it because Nick Jonas had one. I was wearing, my mom didn't know I bought it. Like, I don't know how I got this, but I got it and holy shit, I was stoked.
Was it your specific medical?
No. It was like, I think to engrave your own shit on. It was like a totally blank one.
Okay, well,
but
you're ready.
I was serving allyship hard.
Well, they made that a big deal for us.
They did. I thought he was going to die.
We all thought he was. My mother told me, this is so crazy. She is so uninformed. It's insane. And that's the polite way of saying it. There was a kid that we grew up with that my brother was close with, and he had type 1 diabetes. And she told me, in the year 2000 probably, she goes, he's not going to make it to 18. And the thing is, I think my mother really believed that. I think she's just misinformation all the way.
But I also believe that. Granted, like, I wasn't the adult. But
that's not true.
No, it's not at all.
People have a really full life with diabetes. Okay, so this is a diabetes awareness podcast. So like, get your blood sugar checked. When is it?
Yeah, when is diabetes awareness?
It's got to be March.
Okay.
It feels March to me. Okay. March forward.
Well.
Find the cure. That was sad for him.
A little bit long. I also thought Disney Channel was going to save the planet with Pass It On or Send It
they
On.
They don't even do that anymore.
The Send It On?
They don't like really get the girls together. put down a really good
No,
track.
They don't greenwash anymore. No. They don't greenwash like they used to. They said every single motherfucking girl and boy on Disney Channel hit the booth.
And who
you're doing a verse.
Sabrina was my last one that I even know, but I wasn't even watching. You know what's so funny? I stopped watching Disney Channel probably around like 12 or 11, and I really just fully transitioned into VH1. Like, it wasn't even MTV. It was truly VH1 through and through.
See, I missed out on VH1.
Oh my God. Like, I was watching Rock of Love, obviously, like Flavor of Love. Okay, The Surreal Life. How about Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew?
I remember wanting to watch Celebrity Rehab so badly because this was around the time that like Lindsay Lohan was like in and out of rehab all the time. So I never knew what rehab was, but I knew it was like for hot messes.
Hot messes.
And so I always wanted to see that show, but like I feel so like ill-equipped for adulthood not ever having seen these when they aired.
I know, because sometimes it's not as good now.
No, and now you go back and you're like, why are they filming it on a Nokia?
Yeah, and also it's like, this is getting really dark.
It's real. They put the real in reality TV.
They did. I went on a really big deep dive probably in the last year or so of Celebrity Rehab like facilities. I think it was probably during the whole Britney thing. And I was like, how are these places? They're actually like quite incredible. Like,
yeah,
the amount of money, I don't think people know the full details, though.
Oh, like, my God, Passages Malibu. My yes, mom, there like, was like insane. A string of Christmases. My mom asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I literally said rehab. And she's like, Chris, be for real. And I said, I am for real. Have you heard of Passages Malibu?
I know. It's actually quite.
No, pause this episode. Google Passages Malibu and then come back unless you're driving.
There are some really great YouTube vlogs of like the behind the scenes of like the real experience of it besides like the pamphlet. Oh. Like it's cool. Oh. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They do great work.
You guys
love
that.
Their work. I got to go to rehab.
Just for the audience.
I love an intervention.
That Patreon's going to hit. That vlog's gonna go nuts.
Hey guys, I'm smoking in rehab. can you smoke weed in rehab?
I don't think weed. What about cigarettes? I don't think you need any of it, honestly. I think it's all of us.
But like, what if I was in rehab for drinking?
So did you listen to Lena Dunham's?
No, I choose not to.
Yeah, okay, so I was actually low-key into it. I know people
everybody
hate
is
her.
Having this Lena Dunham renaissance, and I'm like, I didn't know that shift was happening, and spiritually, I wasn't ready for
it. She's not like on like my top people ever, but it was actually a really interesting from a creative standpoint to listen to a creative speak about the process. She becomes quite insufferable towards the end. Like, it's a lot of chronic illness, but she's the whole part in rehab. They're all together, but they're not all going for the same thing. Like, someone was addicted to, like, just taking, like, codeine in the morning, like a housewife. Someone's an alcoholic. So, like, I think they can't do anything across the board because, actually, I think she did smoke a cigarette. So, maybe cigarettes? It probably just shifts.
I was going to say it's not a real drug, but, like, I quite literally think it is.
I know. Do you smoke anymore?
I love a drunk cigarette.
Of course. That doesn't count, though. My doctor said it doesn't count.
I don't know who your doctor is, but, bitch, I'm signing up.
My doctor said if you're smoking less than 20 cigarettes in a calendar year, don't tell me.
Oh, so I'm definitely smoking more than 20 cigarettes in a calendar year.
But 20 is actually quite chic to manage for a year because you're really picking and choosing your moments. Like, I had 3 in Oklahoma recently.
No, there's times where it's like we're doubling and giving it to me now.
And do you smoke when it's hot out? Because I can't. I actually feel like, whoa, if I'm sweating, I can't have a cigarette.
I don't actually know if I've thought about that.
It actually feels like the most miserable experience of your life to be sweating and smoking at the same time. It's actually top 10 worst moments of my life.
Oh, I've never thought about that.
When it's cold, she
love a cigarette with a long jacket in the cold. Ow.
I think I'll always smoke a little bit.
Same. Like I was like it. Always like growing up. I don't know about you or if this was like an East Coast thing. You grew up in Massachusetts,
yeah,
right?
We're both very East Coast.
Yeah. They like made marijuana sound like you were in the cartel.
Yeah.
Like, they did not do marijuana a good job growing up. So, like, I was always like, people who smoke weed are bad. I'll never smoke cigarettes. And I'm like, whoa, just switch. How fast the night changes.
I started smoking cigarettes to impress a boy.
Well, don't we all?
Literally. 18 years old at the Olive Garden, my biggest crush smoked cigarettes. So I was like, I have to start smoking cigarettes.
I love you. That was the most white trash sentence I've ever heard.
Camel crushes. Make it more white trash.
You really did.
Have you had a camel crush recently?
No, I smoke those like little skinny ones because I think they're better for me.
Where are people getting those? I want one.
At my smoke shop right under my apartment.
What's the brand?
Capri.
Oh, they're Capris.
Yeah, they're Capris.
Are they menthol? That I love a menthol.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm not that much of a smoker where I know what the fuck a menthol is.
Well, I think you would know if it
it's
was
like
a menthol.
It's like minty?
Well, it's just like a... It's like a... You know you have like that you breathe in with some mint? Like... Is that cooling? That's so you're not getting that.
No,
you're, it's probably not a menthol.
No,
well,
I don't
that's asbestos or that's fiberglass. Which people say that. I'm sorry. How is glass mint? Run that back to me.
I think you just like while it's melted, you put some like essential oils, maybe.
Yeah,
that's how I would make scented glass. Are you kidding?
I don't know. Oh my god. So I stopped. I actually quit vaping a year ago. Oh, September. Oh.
Nicotine?
Well, yeah. Well, that's because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Yeah, that's like, these are thoughts I've been having lately.
The chondrochronitis. I'm saying that incorrectly.
I have never even heard of that.
Inflamed rib cage. Mimic symptoms of a heart attack. Went to the hospital. Sitting on my couch, September of last year. Look at my Apple Watch. Heart rate, 168. I'm literally screaming, Jonathan, take me to the emergency room. I'm like, I can't die in this car. I can't die in this car. Go to the emergency room. Full EKG. They're like, nothing's wrong. You're all fine. It's literally like the inflammation from the vapes was causing like heart attack symptoms.
Cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay. Wow.
And if I didn't have it, if I didn't have that feeling, I'd still be hitting my vape.
Okay.
Because I loved it.
Yeah, I don't have that feeling, so I probably will continue hitting
exactly,
my vape.
Exactly. But that someone out there will identify with that.
No, like, someone will definitely be like, Chris, come on, put the vape down, and I'll say,
whatever. Jonathan still smokes. I don't care.
Period.
I don't smoke. I don't want to because I'm just so afraid that I have a heart attack.
No, and that is really real, and I applaud you for that. I'm just not that strong.
I just have really bad health anxiety.
I like either do or I don't. It's like I'm either like, oh my God, putting this in my body is so disgusting. Or like,
yeah.
I literally don't care if I'm eating French fries off the floor of New York.
Well, food is different for me. I'll always eat whatever. I don't care. Because people can't convince me like that's terrible for you. Like, I'm like, let me see your diet. How much Adderall are you consuming?
What's the most insane thing that you're eating?
I don't know. My sister's like she's like, oh my God, I bought mortadella from the deli because I wanted a little treat for myself. Do you like mortadella?
What is that, a cheese?
No, it's an Italian bologna.
Hard pass.
See how like you gave me that face of judgment?
No, it's not judgment. It's like bologna was like my dream like five-star meal growing up. I would have been like, I got a bologna sandwich. Fuck yeah.
I'm still there.
Knowing what bologna is now.
I'm still there.
Gives me qualms.
And the nitrates they're putting in deli meat. People are very anti-deli meat right now, which is like, I can't get on that train. My sister was calling me out on it. And I was like, you're on like 60 milligrams of Adderall a day and you don't eat. What's going to kill each other fastest? Like,
but
we'll
that's,
see.
It's like the pandemic when people are like, I don't want to get the COVID shot. I don't know what's in it. I'm like, and I don't think you know it was in the cocaine you railed up your nose last weekend, but here we are.
I have a really close friend who's getting married next year, and one of our other friends stopped talking to her because she didn't get the vaccine right away. And it was like very tense. And now like it's water under the bridge, but it's still tense. Do you remember how... That was a really crazy time between people who weren't getting it versus people who were getting it.
Like, I like still have beef towards people who won't get it. I'm like, grow up.
It was crazy. But it's like, it's that it's still, the ripples of that are still very much alive. It's like, look at
this. This has become the most intense podcast.
You know, my friend group is actually like a little shifted from it.
Whoa. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, it just came up yesterday at the engagement party.
Ooh.
They said, redact Jenna. Redact that. Is Jenna coming? I said, I don't know if she will. Have y'all spoken? Not in 2 years.
All because of the COVID vaccine.
Yeah. And my other friend ended up getting it. Okay. And I was just like, do you? I don't care. I'm not hanging out with you. Like, I won't see you.
Well, it's just like, I don't care if you get the vaccine or not, but like, I care what your reasoning is.
Yeah.
And if you're like doing some pseudoscience bullshit, honey, I know you. I know you don't know more than a scientist. I know you don't know more than a medical professional.
I cannot stand. Whatever a doctor tells me, I'm taking it.
If the medical community is saying, hey, we have this vaccine, it's safe to use, shoot me the fuck up in whatever vein you need. If I need to get hard right now to use that vein, I will.
I love that. I actually love medical advice from Reddit specifically.
I fucking hate Reddit.
Really?
I hate Reddit. Wait, so what was your craziest childhood story?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't even tell you my craziest.
Yeah,
my craziest.
Okay, but what's like a...
Wait, one, so back to me wanting to be a performer, I thought I could have been a Jonas Brother. That's literally, well, we got there. I wanted to be a Jonas Brother because they were like rock stars. So I asked my mom, I was like, please get me guitar lessons for Christmas. So she got me a sick blue electric guitar. I was like, this is hot.
That was your first guitar?
Mm-hmm. It was a kid's one, but it was blue and it was fierce. It was a Fender, a junior Fender. So my mom was like, oh, I know a guy who does guitar lessons. And she's like, I grew up with him or whatever. And that was my thing with my parents. They always just like knew someone that wasn't real. It was just, it was cheaper. So I get to his.
Dude, that is like, that was like a weird gift I think most of our parents had.
Like how they just was like, people.
Oh no, we could go to Music and Arts Center, but we're going to go to this guy that I know who's doing $10 lessons.
And that's probably what, so I get to his studio in quotes, because I walk in and it's a live active chicken coop. It is an active chicken coop. He swept one corner, like the bedding away. And there's two stools and an amp. And there's chickens going in and out. It's
wait,
dusk.
Wait. Are you out? Like, is this an outside coop? Like, you're...
No, it's a shed. I'm in the inside of the... Yeah, I'm in the yard. I'm in someone's fucking yard walking into the chicken coop.
I didn't even know chicken coops were that big.
No, this one was big. And the chickens were actively in there. And they liked the vibration. I'm not joking. So I'm on like my fourth lesson and
all the chickens are like, oh no.
Some of them would come in though. They would like it, but I would go every week and I hated it because I wasn't dedicated and he didn't like me because he knew I wasn't in it for the long haul.
Or he was homophobic.
And yeah. Cause I was very much like hand on the hip. Like, I don't get it.
Well, you're like, I want to be a Jonas Brother.
He's like, let's start with the Beatles. And I'm like, skip.
You're like, Hill, who are the Beatles?
So we had to do this chord progression. And it was like my like fifth or sixth lesson or something like that. And I actually really tried. And I got there and I was really proud of it. And he wasn't proud of my progress. And he was a bitch to me. And he was like, oh, I can tell you're not really trying. And I was so hurt because I really was that week for the first time ever. And I was like, well, I can tell you don't brush your teeth.
Wait, you said that?
Yeah, because he had the worst breath. And he was so close. And it was so bad. I always say this. It was so bad that it wasn't, I wasn't smelling the chicken shit. I was smelling his like bad decaying teeth. So I was so mad. I was like, well, I can tell you don't brush your teeth. And he literally was like, bleh! And he stood up and he left. And he left me inside for almost 40 minutes because it was an hour lesson.
In the chicken coop?
Until it was done. And I had no phone at the time. So I kind of just sat there and looked at the chickens. I was like, this is awkward. And then I saw my mom's like taillights or headlights come up. And then I left and he was in the side yard smoking a cigarette. And I walked in and she was like, how was your lesson? And I was like, I can't go back. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, you have to talk to him because I said something I shouldn't have and he won't even speak to me now. But he left me in the chicken coop for 40
something I shouldn't
for
have.
40 minutes. And I was like, should I go out there? Should I apologize? Like,
that feels like child abuse. Like, I feel like you could have made a solid check off of that.
Well, I think my mom was on his side. She was like, why would you have said that? And I was like, well, don't put me in a corner because I got crazy. Don't
yeah,
call
like,
me out.
Don't question my intent. Like, I'm
also a child and it's taking me a minute. I have really thick fingers and they're sweaty and they're slipping on the fret. And from there on out, I was like, mom, stop trying to push music on me.
She's like, you're the one wanting to be a Jonas Brother.
I think I'm for the stage.
Yeah. See, that is like what I wanted to be like a entertainment, like I thought a pop star. Like that was my dream.
Well, there was only a few that we could see. It was like actor, pop star. That was it. There was no other option.
Yeah. There wasn't any of this like, I'm going to be a TikToker.
No.
Do people tell you that? Like, you make me want to be a TikToker?
Yeah.
That's repulsive.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard, like, you make me want to start, like, a YouTube channel. Starting a TikTok is horrifying.
Well, I have some of my nephews and nieces, they're in high school. So they're getting to that age where it's like, what do you want to do the rest of your life? And they're like, what's Uncle Zach do?
You're like, well, honey, I'm a Nepo. I'm a Nepo cousin or whatever. Like, I'm a Nepo niece.
They're my Nepo niece? Yeah, no. So I don't know. I feel like it sucks though. I feel like the job outlook right now is so terrible. I understand why people want to pursue social media all the time.
I know, but I'm like, it's not much better, y'all.
No,
like,
you gotta go for
I'm not gonna like Michaela Nagorny, like try being an influencer for a day or whatever, but like.
I can't. She's like, we grew up in like three towns apart.
Did you know her growing up?
No.
Okay.
I did not, but like, I we know a lot of the same people.
Whoa.
Yeah. I've never met her though.
That's spooky. Like you and her aren't like you don't exist at the same time to me.
We do though.
That is not correct.
She was an intern at my local radio station in college.
Is the accent real?
I think it's like heightened, but okay. I do think a lot of people do sound like that, but I think she heightens it.
Okay.
I had to take a break from her after the divorce. Cause when it was like, take a minute, sit down,
let it in, take a minute. And then she's like, I'm going to keep it private. Anyway, here's my new boyfriend. And I was like,
I know.
My boyfriend loves giving me Michaela updates.
Oh my God.
Honestly, not having to seek them out. Okay.
I watch a lot of people who I just like, I don't necessarily jive with, but I just like need to keep updated. I'm really into Bradley with a Budget right now.
Who the fuck is that?
He's a guy on TikTok who had a lot of like financial stress, and now he's like lives very frugally. But the whole case right now that people have against him is like, is it frugal or is it like unsanitary? He had like mold in his Brita filter, but he's also
so yes, that's unsanitary.
But he also has an OnlyFans, and someone found out that he like allegedly he's making like $25,000 a month. So everyone's like, why are you still actively living like this? Is this rage bait? Which the whole rage bait topic of people right now, that's a whole category in itself.
I know, which like I think about getting into more and more every day.
Well, it's
like
lucrative.
It seems really fucking fun to just piss people off and not care, but I care what people
You're
say
too
about
talented,
me.
I think. That's the thing is, I think you fall into that when there's nothing else to do.
I'm also sweating so much.
Well, me too. Wet. Sorry.
Oh, you're wet.
I'm always wet. Jesus.
Same. Not in the way that OnlyFans guy is. Now, okay. I know as a fellow wig wearer.
Yes.
I know when a bitch has done drugs. Did you have like a drug moment? Or around the Miley Cyrus Bangers era is when like I was like, I love marijuana and it's my whole personality. Like, do you have one of those?
I've always loved drugs to an extent. I think as I get older, I'm more weary of when I choose to do them because I think
agreed.
The come down for me is not even worth it sometimes.
But also sometimes being in it is not worth it for me. I'm like, all right, I was like looking for an hour and a half, not like a 5-hour commitment. I really need to get other stuff done now. My dogs are hungry. Like, I need to go see sunlight.
Yeah. I don't smoke weed anymore at all.
Whoa.
Because it makes me paranoid. Okay. I had that weird switch that people get, and I just
did you
can't.
Smoke it in high school?
Yes.
See, I have this fucking hypothesis, if you will. I'm suddenly a pseudoscientist. I think people who smoked in high school or like younger all get paranoid as they get older. And like, I didn't smoke in high school or like halfway through college I started. And now like it works perfectly for me.
Yeah. I just stopped after and I can't get back into it. And everyone always tried. Like the last time I had an edible was 2 summers ago. And well, someone made a homemade brownie and I went nonverbal for 4 hours.
Okay, but the homemade stuff is like a little, that's not real. That's like a different level.
I was gray on my couch watching Bar Rescue and that guy is screaming. You know when he screams? What are you doing?
I've never heard of Bar Rescue.
Oh my God. Mamrie Hart was on an episode.
I believe that.
No, it's like this guy who goes in and just like fixes bars. Very Gordon Ramsay energy.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I like couldn't even move or make a sentence and I watched a man just scream at the top of his lungs. It was like...
So weed's not your thing.
No, I do... So I used to love acid. I don't like acid because I do. I think it's too chemical.
Well, yeah, I will be the statistic that like turns schizophrenic.
Yeah,
100%.
No, and I can see it. Because there's a chemical level of it. And I like mushrooms. It's just got to be, I can't do anything for 2 days after. I have to be like, just, because it takes me a long time to come back into myself after doing anything mind altering. And I'm always kind of busy. So I'm like, if I have to record something or do a video, I need time.
Yeah.
To like come into myself. But I do love mushrooms. I do. I think alternating your state is... If you're safe, I think it's fun. Is that
I think
that
it's
crazy?
Kind of important to like, yeah. You know, get outside of your body a little. Like, again, if it's safe.
I know. It's such a hard line to even talk about because people.
Mostly because YouTube will demonetize this if we glorify drugs in any sense.
No, I know. There's a stigma around it. And I get it. If you're a really anxious person, don't do it. But I don't think it's all bad.
I agree. And like, I think something people also need to remember is that drugs will have anything will have a different effect on you than somebody else.
Yeah.
Like some people see weed work really well for me. Yes. And they're like, you make me want to smoke. And I'm like, don't, girl. Like,
because that doesn't do anything for me at all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, don't do it because it might not do what it does for me for you. Like, it's just not that straightforward. So do you have a wild like shrooms trip?
Oh my God. It was really just the summer of 2020. Like that COVID. COVID was crazy.
That was the first time in COVID is the first time I did shrooms.
They were like they were very accessible to me and my best friend at that time.
I still don't know how to get them.
Because you can't get shrooms. They have to kind of just like come into
or you like have to know someone who's like tested them first.
Yeah.
Because like I'm not
No,
gonna
I'm
be,
not I'm not doing
I'm not
that.
A guinea pig, honey. I just look like one.
No. My friend got a chocolate bar that was from a place in Colorado. How did she even get this? And it was like from a real dispensary that like made mushroom chocolates, and we would do those all summer long. And I'll never forget one time we took a couple pieces, and we were starving as we were like waiting for it to kick in, and we ordered from like a place like Wingstop, but it was like local, but all their menu sizes were like military sizes, and I like, so they'd be like, B1 bomber is the size of wings you can get, and I was like, what the fuck is a B1 bomber? So we were starving.
That is so fucking scary.
So we ordered like 3 things of B1 bombers, all these different sizes.
How many wings is that?
I didn't know at the time. So we're like, whatever, just send it. And then the mushrooms kicked in like overdrive. So we're like, my face is like melting off of me. And I'm like, and all of a sudden we're in the living room, and the living room's next to the front porch, and we hear a knock at the door. And I like look over, and I felt like in that state, there was a man peering through the blinds, and it was the delivery driver. And I was like, I couldn't move. I felt like that weed commercial when we were kids.
Yes,
like,
they're just like, waiting on.
And I'm like,
every year I want to be that for Halloween.
Literally pancake mode. I was so terrified. So we call her boyfriend at the time. I was like, come answer the door. And Jay goes to open the door, and he comes around the corner, and he is carrying 3 like banquet sized chafing dishes of wings. Like
the ones that need to be put over sternums or
like
whatever?
Exactly that size. We're like, what did we order? And I open up the first thing of wings, and they're like soaking wet, like buffalo wings. Like they're just like sauced up. And in that state, I was like, they were so scary. I was like, put those away now. Like
immediately.
Cannot. And it was late at night, and we were like, we need to get some air. We need to like get out of the house. So we're like, let's go to the cemetery, because she lived on the side of a cemetery.
What?
We need to like walk around. So we grab the dog.
You were afraid of a man peering in your front window that you summoned.
I know.
And so then you said, hey, I have an idea. Let's run away and go to a cemetery.
But do you know when you're on shrooms and you feel like the energy in a room just needs to shift? You're like, oh, actually, I just can't be in this room right now. It feels like it just needs to be different. Like you just feel like to keep it up.
That happens when I'm outside.
Okay. So yeah. So, but we were inside. So maybe I just needed to get outside.
Okay.
I just needed something.
Maybe
different.
I was outside and I need to get inside.
You just need a shift. So we get to the cemetery, and we're paranoid the entire time that there's people on drugs in the cemetery.
And it's you. it's you guys.
We're texting our friend. We're like, we're scared. She goes like, you're the people you're scared of right now. We're literally like so fucked up. And we're like walking around. Like, I'm like, if anyone drove by and saw us, what were we doing right now? Like, it was just.
You're the people who are like Sims buffering on like, the side of the road.
It was that all summer. The COVID summer for me was so fun.
COVID summer really was. Like, And I feel lucky to have that like be my situation with it, but like
I know,
oh my god, it was just like there was something really peaceful and like
yes,
freeing about knowing the world was like all on pause.
It was, and everything just felt like lighter. And I have guilt saying that, but at the same time, up until that point, I was working so hard, so broke, could not figure my life out. And I think that pause gave me where I'm at now, because I figured it out for myself. Yeah. In that moment, I needed a pause. But that whole summer, like, oh my God, Jonathan and I were like just starting to like talk online, like through Instagram. I was at my best friend's house every single day. We were like quarantined together, hula hooping at the beach. Like that was a Tuesday morning.
Like actually hula hooping?
Actually hula hooping at the beach. That's all we were doing.
I didn't know if that was like a mushroom thing.
No! That was included.
Okay.
At some point. And I say this, watching someone hula hoop on mushrooms, that's spiritual.
That sounds spiritual.
I would never do ayahuasca though. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm down. Like,
really?
Well, because like I would need to go to like one of those like white people places where they like have a shaman and like they do everything for you. Like they take care of you. Because like don't you like shit your pants and vomit?
Not everyone does, but I feel like the way my body runs.
I will be the person who it's like somehow stuff is coming out of my nose and ears. And they're gonna be like,
your ears,
whoa, we didn't know this could happen. Like I would be shitting, vomiting, and like everything. And but I'm I like, want to. I think I'm like open as long as I can't like die or like change for the worse.
It's the ultimate experience for anyone who's open to that.
Should we go? Would you?
I don't think at this point.
Right.
I think you have to be really in that. I will never say never. Like, I will never skydive. That's not my truth. But ayahuasca for me is like one that I think at the right moment, because I do really love the feeling of not fully in being in control of overthinking myself.
Nice to sort of like, I feel
step
like
step out of yourself.
Yes. That's like look at yourself from a third perspective.
I like, anytime I've ever felt that, I've always felt like smarter or more clever, or just I have a different perspective on life, which I think has made everything keep moving for me. I like to tap into that once in a while, but I haven't done any this summer. Last time I did shrooms, Jonathan was so new to it, and he's going to kill me for saying this, but he did too much and he was bugging. And then he was making me bug. I felt like I was babysitting him, and he doesn't remember it that way. And I was like, no, you made it really hard for me, because I feel like you were bugging. And I'm like, I got to be
alone.
Being
on shrooms with someone who's bugging is a wild experience.
I can't be responsible for anybody but myself. So
and that's the problem I was at the time.
No.
And
no.
My friend was having such a bad trip. And like thought I was out to get them.
Chill.
But like,
because now I'm mad.
Like, I can't, like, maybe one day I'll tell like this full extent of the story, but like my friend was just like coming undone. Like,
was that your friend's first time doing that?
I think so. Or like first time where they actually worked. Cause I think it was one of those, I've done it before, but nothing happened. Which means of course the big one's about to happen every fucking time. If you are about to do DRUGS with people and they say, oh, I've done it before, but it didn't really work, or I didn't feel anything, don't fucking do drugs with them.
That is completely true.
Every single fucking time is the worst fucking thing ever.
Jesus Christ.
So yeah, then I got hot tea thrown on me because they were like trying to make a run for it.
Run.
They thought I was like holding them captive. Meanwhile, I was like trying to calm them down.
Oh no.
No, it was, I'll tell you more about it after, but I haven't done shrooms in a minute because I think the last time I did them, I was at GovBall. Or like one of the last prominent times I can remember doing them, I was at GovBall. And oh my God, did I tell this story on the after show last week or 2 weeks ago? I think I did. But I was just like not right. Like I was so paranoid.
GovBall's crazy.
Well, it was a time when people like really knew of me. And so it was like, are you Chris? And like, I'm fine being high, because it's not like I'm like this like family friendly person online and then like a total crackhead behind the scenes.
Yes.
So like me being high is like nothing I'm afraid of. But just like, I kept hearing people like talking about me, but there was no one talking about us. And like my friends and I were trying to leave, and I was like talking to them, and I was like, yeah. And they're like, Chris, we can't hear you. And I'm like, shh. And they're like, Chris, what are you saying? And I'm like, people will hear it. I'll just tell you later.
You're getting undone.
Oh my God, honey, I was fully like gone.
And sometimes it'll happen to you.
It will. And I honestly have. Yeah. Oh no, the last time I did shrooms, I was watching Wicked.
Cute.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That probably felt nice.
Yeah. I just went through a breakup. It was like the first time that I remember like crying of laughter.
Oh, you need it. I did shrooms once, and I saw the Aladdin remake, the live action. And when,
wait, there's a live action Aladdin?
When Will Smith came on as the genie.
Wait, Will Smith is in Aladdin?
I remember being like, turn this off now. This is the work of the devil. Sober, the depiction of him as the genie is so haunting. On shrooms, I thought he was coming through the TV. Like, it's soul crushing.
Oh my God, I didn't even know this was happening.
Don't look it up.
I'm not going to. Like, after that, I mean, I can't see Will Smith as a genie sober, let alone on shrooms.
I know, me either. Oof.
Spooky.
Spooked.
Something I love about you is that you are like so down to do the damn thing. And as a fellow do the damn thinger, has there been a time where you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done the damn thing?
Oh my God, so many times. But I think one that comes to, I have tattoos and I hate all
you do?
All of my tattoos.
Wait, why?
They're just like my frontal.
Oh my God, the pug.
So this is my pug who's still alive, Puck.
Okay, so I also have a tattoo of my dog who's still alive.
And well, you're you. I don't have ownership of my dog anymore.
So who does?
I can talk about this. So me and my, I got puck when I was 19. Like never do that with my boyfriend at the time. So yes, and I got this on the island of Bermuda on the only tattoo shop. This isn't the tattoo I was going to talk about.
Honestly,
it's beautiful.
For he's that being the only tattoo shop, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, and he's like they tattoo a lot of cruise employees.
Like I'm when they're sure on, they fucking
and
I was do.
Like, oh, that's like a big business. But no, we broke up, and then he had full custody, and then during COVID, Puck lost his leg. It's a crazy story. I can't even talk about it. He like I can tell you after. He's okay. It was an accident, but like pugs are. It's so. Can I say it? It's bad. Just cut it out if it doesn't make sense. It's crazy.
What?
Should I say it?
I don't know what you're saying.
So he had a nail. He was going up the stairs and his nail like caught on a door on barf. A stair.
Got it.
And then he had to go to the vet. So the vet put a cone on him to like heal the nail, but they put a triangle cone on him. And since pugs don't have like big necks, they have big necks. When my ex was at work, he got the cone off and his foot was bothering him. So he was going after his foot, but he couldn't feel his foot. So it was like essentially
a
like
crime scene.
Self-mutilation is what it was like marked as. No, I know it's crazy. And he didn't know. So, but he took his.
See, I don't need drugs to be paranoid. I am now suddenly so paranoid.
So yeah, like that's why like I always say like get the donuts, not the cones.
The donuts are lit also because they're not like running into everything.
It's safer. Like, but I don't know why the vet would ever give this cone. And it's like, it was an accident. But like, since he got his like, you know, the little toe, like
yeah.
bean things,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't be stable on his foot anymore. So they had to like take his leg off. So now he doesn't have one of these legs.
Did you get that leg removed on your tattoo?
No, so I really still want to get a little red X on it because I think it's cute. So, but the silver lining of this story, and actually this is the first time I've ever talked about what happened because Puck was a really prominent like animal on my social media for a long time because when this happened, my ex called me and was like, I don't know what to do. I can't afford this. I was just coming up on TikTok and I was like, I'll pay for the whole thing. And I had to like come back into his life to help bring him like to help him.
That's like really big of you.
Well, I was actually happy to do it. And so we were doing like split custody when to heal him. And dogs are super resilient. Like,
yeah.
He's a three-legged dog now and he doesn't even care. He doesn't even know. He's like,
he still thinks he's got that fourth leg.
And the only reason why I don't have him now is because when I moved to New York, I was like, now it's actually like, When you're sharing custody with an ex, it's like kind of cute, and then it's like this is freaky.
Like, but also, like New York is a tough place to like raise a dog. Well, just my dogs have all four of their legs, not to brag, and like it's still brutal.
He's still alive because my friends they'll tell me that he posted a picture because it's just like there's no bad blood, but it's just like out of respect for everybody. Like I don't need to be involved anymore.
100%.
So that's not even the tattoo I regret. Because I don't.
No, I don't think you.
There's a tattoo. Can I tell you about this tattoo?
Yeah.
So this is a sleeve that I like, actually, but it's just too big. I think it's just like not my style anymore, but I do think it's pretty. But underneath here, I'll show the camera. There is a potion bottle.
Does it have drips going down the side of it? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't. What? I don't see a single drip. Who the fuck said drips? No, I know. I can see them.
There is a drip.
I can see them. There's a few.
And it's green.
Wait, what is that?
I, at 22 years old, went into a tattoo shop that was doing flash tattoos for Friday the 13th. And the only person doing them was The Apprentice.
What?
And she has a sheet of tattoos.
Wait, no.
You've never heard of this
before?
No,
I have. I've never met somebody who's done this. I didn't know people actually
people
did this.
People should not be able to get tattoos until their frontal lobe is like formed. Like 27. Because it's like, I wouldn't have done any of this.
Were you on drugs?
No, I was just antsy for some change. I like wanted to feel in control.
That's
like,
so fucking real.
Like I was like, I need to be doing something for myself. So I did. It was $50. And I went before my ex. And this one has, you can't really see, but there's 13 on this potion bottle. So it was green. It said 13.
You showing the tattoo, but also pulling your sleeve down to cover it.
It's so mortifying. And then it was like, it hurt really bad when she was doing it. Like it was like, ah.
Did you know that she was The Apprentice at the time?
No, because then my ex goes and he's chatting with her and I'm like, oh, she's an apprentice. And he got a lucky rabbit's foot. but that also had a 13 drawn on it. And he goes, oh, can I just knock at the 13? And she was like, yeah, totally. And I go, wait, I can edit this. Like I kept the 13 on my, I'm like an idiot. So I have this green thick potion bottle on my arm. It says 13 on it. And when the sleeve would cover it, it looked like the bottom of a chicken wing, like a green chicken wing. It was
you
more,
and chicken wings is
literally
great.
Oh my god, it was mortifying.
Wait, so why did you pick the potion bottle though? Like, I get it was a $50 tattoo, but like there was nothing you resonated with more.
No, there really wasn't. I thought it was actually probably the least spooky of the page.
This is
my ex got a rabbit's foot. Chill. That don't speak to me at all.
I mean. What does a rabbit's foot look like on a tattoo?
We worked at Olive Garden. We were probably on break. Like, this was, like, insane. Wow. But he had all these little tattoos. He had, like, 15 tattoos. So for him...
This was nothing.
And for me, it was
just, this your first one?
It was my second one. So I got the pug on one arm. I got the green chicken wing on the other one. I'm like, this is a damn mess. This is a damn mess. So I got this giant half sleeve, which feels so millennial. The shading is insane. Big peonies. Oh, the religious hands touching. If I could cut this arm off right now, I would. I'm so angry at myself.
You and the dog could match. You both could lose a limb.
Tattoos are so chic. It's just, it was not ever my personality. I was trying to be something that I wanted to look like. It was very Tumblr at the time. Like, it was,
yeah, you like, were like trying to be in One Direction now.
Yeah, and I don't like any of it now, but like, it is what it
is. Do you want more tattoos in the future?
No,
no, okay.
No. If I could go back, I would have done them like in cute little places. Like, under my tit or something like.
See, I only have them on my arms because the way I eat, my body fluctuates.
Yeah.
So like I either like lose weight or gain weight. And like, yeah. I will be damned if one of these tattoos I get on my fucking tit expands into a Cabbage Patch Kid. Absolutely the fuck not. Like, I won't get one on my ass. I want one like on my hip. Nope. I have stretch marks there to prove that that does not withstand the test of time.
Yeah. It can't be like a little.
So like, I just have stuck to my arms because.
Is that a blueberry? Are you here underneath?
Oh no, it's a clementine.
Cute.
Yeah, my friend Curtis and his at the time girlfriend, now wife. We all got a little clementine because
that's sweet.
Yeah, this was like early YouTube days, and my fans were called clementines.
Oh my god!
I don't know why they also got it, but period.
I love Curtis. Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, I love tattoos. This one I did get when I was like heavily on drugs. I saw.
How many do you have?
I lost count.
Really?
I like truly forgot that this one was here.
Can't see it.
Someone asked like, oh, I got, they were like, oh, I love this tattoo. And I was like, oh yeah, I got like a bunch of five at once. And I was showing them. I was like, I don't know
your
where the other
vibe,
one is.
Your vibe though is tattoo.
I love a tattoo. Like
you look good with it. Like it feels, it doesn't feel, I feel like I'm like a poser with them. You don't, you look like you walk the walk.
No, you seem like you would have tattoos.
That's so crazy to say.
No, but like.
I want to get bear paws. Like,
and you don't seem like the person who should have tattoos. Not bear paws on the pecs. Like, come on now.
That's hot. Temporary.
Put them on the ass, at least.
I love a lower back on somebody
I want
else.
A tramp stamp.
Yeah, they're coming back in style.
I don't even care. I just want one.
Yeah, what
like, I don't know, though. Because, like, I don't want it to be, like, Boner Garage era.
No,
like,
that's so crazy.
No,
that's
it needs
gross.
To be, like, cunty.
Barbed wire.
Yeah, maybe like something written in barbed wire.
Yeah, that's cute.
If anybody has a tramp stamp and they're listening or watching, please let me know what you have. Because like I am looking for ideas. I feel like your tramp area doesn't really like expand or...
No.
You know,
no,
like
no,
my
no.
stomach goes out, my back stays arched.
Period.
It doesn't. Wow, okay, so you have a green potion under
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and it's kind of bleeding
it's
through a
little
bit. It's
kind of big.
No, it's huge. And like, the cover... and also like... Also, the cover-up is six times bigger than it needed to be. Like, it's huge. It's huge. It's
only, like, one of the leaves covers that.
No, and it's, like, and she did her best to cover, like, green with black and white, but...
You wouldn't have just gotten it zapped off?
Like, once again, if the brain was fully formed.
Sure, like, sure. Just, how long after getting the potion did you get the cover-up?
This was all before COVID. So the cover-up was probably 2019, and this was probably, like, 2014. I could have gotten the cover. So also when this healed, the potion model, it was healing so poorly because she did the three. She carved into my skin so deep that it was like, it wasn't even healing. I had to like reach out and be like, this doesn't look good. Like it was like infected. I went to a place near a fish yard. It was called Lucky Aces. Nothing lucky about this shit. It's terrible. It hurts so bad.
Everything about this scenario screams like turn around.
No, it was. And
what do you mean you got a tattoo next to a fish yard on Friday the 13th, Zachariah?
There was a line too. It wasn't just me.
What other options were on the sheet?
It was all spooky. I remember being near fall. So there's probably like a pumpkin, I would assume, like a witch's hat.
But this is why I've never gotten one. Because I'm like, what do you mean I have to pick between these like eight stencils?
I also was like probably just poor. And I was like, $50.
No, there's definitely like an element. I remember being 22 and at my like office job. And I had a coworker who I'm still friends with who was really good at drawing.
Yeah.
So I was like, can you draw me this rose? And I remember just being, what the fuck are these scratches?
You in the middle of the night.
Okay. Yeah.
At yourself.
Yeah, I remember coming home from work and I was like, I want to feel something. And I just got this rose tattooed on.
22.
Doesn't mean anything, but my friend made it, so that's cool. But
yeah, I just think like at that age, you just like want to be doing things.
Like, yeah, I just like wanted to like, I also find it so relaxing getting tattoos. Like,
oh, really?
I will sit there and like answer emails. Like I'll fully do like the damn thing. I think of it as like the most relaxing spa treatment ever.
Ooh.
Like I also love like getting Botox because like, I think it just like feels so.
I stopped going.
I did too.
I didn't like the way it was looking.
I just honestly was too lazy to keep up with the like.
You don't really need it though. Well, I think expression still, is in.
It's still like pretty. It's still in there. I went for like years and years and years.
Yeah,
but I just couldn't keep up with the maintenance. Like that's the problem. Like if you did one every year, even I would probably still get it. It's just like by the time I realize that I'm like, oh, wow, it's starting to wear out, or like it's looking good. I'm like, oh, I need to go in again. It's six months.
It's so expensive, too. It's not.
I've always gone over.
Okay. Wow. Connections.
Yeah.
I got filler under my eyes at one point.
I did, too. Live on Instagram.
Live on Instagram. Did you like it?
I didn't notice a fucking thing.
I kind of felt like mine migrated. I
feel into
like,
your eyes?
I felt like it was like under. It was supposed to be here and it went down.
Okay, so I lived in LA at the time. And
live on Instagram is just so funny.
First of all, you already knew the story was taking place in LA. I moved to LA from New York and I lost all this weight. I was just hiking. I was like working out. I was eating so much better. I lost like 35 pounds. So I start to, I don't know how I found this guy. But I found this doctor in Beverly Hills. Really good doctor. Dr. Torkian. Hey, dude. And he was amazing, but I was getting Botox and he's like, would you ever consider under eye filler? He's like, well, since you lost a lot of weight, now your eyes look sunken. And I'm like,
oh,
well, like he was right. They looked
and you were there
sunken and I was there. So like, I'm an efficient king. I'm like, sure. Why not? And he's like, well, since you're not doing the Botox, cause you're doing it for posting, like, would you do an Instagram live?
He said that. He pitched it.
I don't remember it that, but like in my head, like, that's like was kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
Or maybe I was already getting the Botox on live or something. Anyways, I got fucking under eye filler live on Instagram.
That's the name of your memoir.
And memoir. But I didn't notice a fucking difference.
Yeah, no,
I didn't notice a single fucking difference.
Maybe because you really didn't need it.
But he was not the one to be like, oh, I'll do whatever you ask for. He was like, no, that would look bad. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So like, he clearly saw something in me that I didn't, but
you don't need it now.
It was, yeah, I just, filler kind of freaks me out.
Me too.
Like, I don't know.
It's not my vibe. I'm not into the cosmetics for myself right now.
Right now I'm really not. Like, I thought I wanted, like, a nose job and all this.
Me too, but no.
See, I have a thing where it's like, the nose you have, I promise you, is better than what your nose could become after the fucking cutting table.
When the nostrils look crazy, you can't fix that.
But like even just the tip of the nose, when that looks crazy, it's like you got your nose done. Like at least my nose looks fucked up, but it's like who else got it?
Yeah, no, and it's you and it's your face.
And I do really think that like your face was meant to look like your face.
Exactly.
I know that sounds like the dumbest shit I could have said.
No,
but, like,
and like when Rosie O'Donnell just got her facelift, like she still
She did?
Yes.
Okay, I love a facelift. Like I will get a facelift.
It's an incredible facelift. She looks like just like 20 years younger.
Oh my God, Rosie.
But no like physical change other than just like refresh.
Hiking it up.
Like she looks incredible.
See, like I'm looking forward to the day I can get a facelift.
And I will. I'll do a deep plane.
Do you want to get like matching ones?
Yes.
Actually, I don't know if I want to get matching anything with you based off of your tattoo.
I'll watch where you go, and then I'll figure it out.
Perfect.
I will do one, though, eventually.
I will, too.
I'm not having kids. I'm doing a facelift. That's my gift to myself.
You don't want kids?
No. It's my push gift. It's a pull gift.
I was going to say it's a pull. Oh, my God. I just think you're so funny. I think watching how far you've come has been so special. Oh,
thank you.
One of my favorite things, though, is like with people's careers, is there like any point of it that you regret? Like, I didn't need to do under eye filler on Instagram Live. Is there like something that you did along the way that you're like, huh, maybe I didn't need to do that? Or like, that was cringy.
I think my career has like jumped so many different times. Like all the content I've made, I'm sure you feel that way about yourself too.
Oh, honey.
I was doing like a lot of cooking stuff in the beginning, like comedic cooking.
Okay,
which
love.
Was like fun. I would do like recipe videos, and I would thrift kitchen gadgets from like Savers, and I would like clean them up and like make whatever was intended. So they're like disgusting, dirty kitchen gadgets for like $10. Like
what? Like what's a like a whisk?
Like a pasta maker, which like made me like. Kind of like the first time we're like really internet famous. Like it was insane. I got this like old pasta maker from Savers and I cleaned it up and it was tragic, terrible video that came out awful and people went like ape shit for it. Like it was like one of my biggest videos of all time. And it was so famous that it got me on the Drew Barrymore show. Oh.
I forget Drew Barrymore has a show sometimes.
Yeah, and this was, I think, season one of her show.
Oh!
It was very early Drew.
Little Miss Inaugural.
So, yeah, so it was. So I had made an... So the producers, like, loved the video. And then that same, like, 2 weeks later, I was making these, like, puff pastry video, like, desserts in my air fryer. So Drew had just come out with a kitchen line, which has an air fryer, which I still have her air fryer still.
And did you ever use it or did you keep it in the box?
No, I have it on my counter.
Oh, okay.
It's literally gone house to house.
Because like I'm the freak if Drew Barrymore gave me an air fryer, like it would stay in the box in pristine condition. And like in 20 years, I'd be like, this is the air fryer Drew Barrymore gave me.
It's her whole line. I have her whole kitchen line from the Walmart collection. Because they brought me in because they were like, oh, Zach can make one of his recipes as like a joke.
Oh, you were like physically in person.
Oh, it was my first time ever on TV. So I go in and actually I was very nervous. It looked great. I was like so trim and sickly looking. But I go, I'm in the wings in the back. And I find out that I'm doing my segment with Vanessa Hudgens. So
when is this?
2022.
Oh, so this is after like the whole like, well, it's kind of inevitable.
Yes, after that, yes.
Oh, that's iconic.
So we're in the back and I'm supposed to come on first.
Were you like losing your mind?
Oh,
like,
I'm freaking out.
As a former Disney Channel almost?
And I've only met, because Ross came backstage and because Ross Matthews does her show with her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's like her co-host.
Oh.
And I love Drag Race. So the production knew that I love Drag Race. So Ross came back and was like, nice to meet you. I thought it was so cool because he wasn't going to be on the segment. So they're like, you're going to meet Drew on stage. Act normal. She's very nice. And then we're going to bring out Vanessa. So we're lined up backstage and I'm freaking out. And
how many years into your like,
I'm like a year,
content?
I'm like a year and a half in, like legit.
That's
like, I'm
gaggy.
So, yeah, no, it's gaggy. And I obviously we grew up with Vanessa. Like she's major. Right?
She was the first celebrity nude I saw.
I'll
never forget that bush.
Probably me too.
Like, I'll never forget the night that happened.
Either will she. It was fundamental for her life. Who leaked it? We'll never know.
I don't know if it was fundamental for her life, but...
It didn't have the same effect that, like, Kim's did.
No. Like, Vanessa's was, like... Also, yeah. I think that was the first time I just had ever seen a bush.
Okay, well, bush on Maine, she invented it.
She...
Trailblazer. Didn't blaze it, though.
She didn't blaze that trail, blazer. Honey.
So she's back there with her team, and she won't look at me. She's, like, shifting her body in between us. And then her like, assistant. I hate... Oh, being on sets now, one of my biggest pet peeves is like really cocky glam people. Baby, I don't want to talk to you. I don't care who, if I'm filming with somebody and you're going to step in and cut in front of me to fix a bang. Oh my God, I hate cocky glam. It pisses me off. Like I am so nice and normal. Don't be fresh to me.
100%.
Like I hate that. And her glam team, rude. But she was like, wouldn't look at me being so crazy. Like, and I was like, she's vaping while Drew's speaking. I'm like, this is rude.
Wait, on stage?
Yeah, because we're behind like a set.
Oh, you're not like on.
No, we're like, she's like about to call us in. I'm like, she's literally vaping. The smoke is traveling above the fake windows. Like, chill. like you're being weird.
Drew's like, is something on fire?
Yeah. So then Drew calls me out. Drew, sweet as can be. So nice, so great.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
So then Vanessa comes out and then I start demoing, and it's my first time demoing, and there it's really hard to demo cook while trying to be like charismatic and cute and like
No, walking. It's hard.
And then you're trying to like get them to also like come back to the recipe. That's your whole job. Well,
that's like the hard part, is that you're like, one, trying to be informative and instructional. Yeah. Two, trying to remember that there are other people in the room with you. And then three, yeah, just not trying to fuck up.
Exactly. And it ended up like going fine. At one point, Vanessa didn't like one of the things I made, because it was supposed to be like kind of like risky, like silly things to put in puff pastry. So I did cantaloupe in one of them and she didn't like it. And she spit it out to camera on camera to get her shot, because I was killing it. And Drew was like loving me, and Vanessa felt like she needed to have a moment. Clip that. Like, she really was like, and after I left, I was like, why was Vanessa like that? Like I even watch it back and I feel like I was so new and so excited to meet her and just be on TV. And I was like a little hurt that Vanessa took that moment to like kind of like
shit on you.
Yeah. I felt like just like, obviously like she didn't have, because Drew didn't, Vanessa did.
Wait, is this video online?
Yeah, it's all online.
You know, thank God. Yeah, no, it's
and when Bretman Rock came on and like recently and said that he met her at Coachella and she was so rude to him. I think she grew up so famous that she thinks everybody like wants to like
know her.
And it's like, girl, it's not that serious.
Like, I think it's cool that I'm standing next to you, but like, honey, there's a list of people that I'd rather, like.
But it went, so all that to say is it went well. And then they brought me back on 6 months later.
You were a recurring character.
I was until I wasn't. Because this time they had me bring three kitchen gadgets and demo them the exact same time. So I had a popcorn maker.
And these are all ones that you like refurbished from thrifting?
Yeah, like from my videos. It was like a popcorn maker, a fried onion blossom maker, and something else I don't remember. And this was...
Oh, I cannot wait to watch this tonight. This one is
so triggering for me, because they had Fred Savage was doing a reboot of Happy Days.
One of those moments.
He had like a reboot coming on, and they brought him on with the kid that was playing like the newer version of him on. So it's the four, them two, Drew and me. And they're talking about the show. They're talking about the food. And I'm demoing actively three gadgets at the same time. I'm not a chef.
You're like the Costco sample lady who like is seeing two long lost friends reconnect.
Chris, it is my PTSD. It was my Afghanistan. Like, this was my roadside bomb, and I was not going to survive it. It was, no, I'm not, I'm literally not joking. When I'm pressing down the onion maker and the onion flies and hits Drew, it rolls and hits her in the Drew. The popcorn is burning. It's actively burning. Everything is not good. And like right before cameras went up, Drew looked at me and said, "You're driving this segment." And we're back. And I'm not media trained. I'm so green to all of this. And everything was burning. And in the end, and I literally left, went back into the green room, and I was like, I couldn't speak for like the whole day. And Jonathan was like, it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
And I was like, shut the fuck up right now. And when I watched, when it finally aired, right? It finally aired.
Oh my God, my mouth hurts.
They added a laugh track because it was they had to. It was so quiet because it was so visible. Like, you know when like no one knows what's going wrong unless you read, it's reading. It was reading on me that I was doing so bad, and I thought I like really messed up my chance at everything. And the silver lining was that Fred Savage got like, I think like a Me Too allegation on set. So
they scrapped the whole thing.
They suppressed it. They didn't really promote it at all. It still aired, but they weren't like posting clips of it.
Okay.
And then his show didn't get picked up again. So it's actually still online.
Oh, hell yeah.
But like the production, like never like, cause they really blew up the one with me and Vanessa, cause it did well.
Yeah.
And that's why I got brought back, cause people loved it. And then since then, I've never heard anything back, but Ross Matthews did comment on a recent video. So maybe I want to go back on.
I think you have to, because like, I can't imagine that she had any fucking clue what was happening.
When the onion didn't cut down and then it rolled and hit her, I was like, what are we doing here? What? Now there's lid on the onion. I'm supposed to deep fry this shit. Oh my God.
I'm crying.
No, it was awful. It was, it's so funny now, but in the moment I was like, yeah, so I'm actually going back to Olive Garden tomorrow. this is done.
And then Olive Garden's like, we saw the clip. We don't think you're fit for Olive Garden.
You're going to bust her, babe, okay? Work your way back up.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that was the cringiest moment of all of this, was like that.
And, like, do you feel, though, that, like, can you look back and laugh at it now, or is it still...
You're making it easier. Okay. You made it easier.
I'll make you feel better. I don't know if you know this. I was on the Anderson Cooper show freshman year of college. This was maybe 3 or 4 months before I started my YouTube channel in 2012. I get to New York and my RA, who's like a resident advisor, it's like the adult who lives on the floor. We had a floor meeting and he's like, welcome to NYU. Like, the city, there's so many free tickets to shows you can get. And so, like, I was like, fuck yeah, I love famous people. Like, I came from Delaware. And so I signed up for free tickets to the Anderson Cooper show. And in the middle of class, I got an email that I had been selected for the show that was for this new movie coming out called Perks of Being a Wallflower. Logan Lerman, Ezra Miller, and Emma Watson.
No, it's literally insane.
I was like, what do you mean I'm seeing Emma Watson in the flesh? Like, what are you at? Like, Logan Lerman, sure. Emma Watson? Like, that was one of my sexual awakenings with her fucking electrified hair and everything.
I know.
And I went there and obviously I was like, okay, I have an idea of how this shit works. We got into like the holding thing for the audience and the producer's like, does anybody have any questions for any of the people on today? And I was like, I got it. Like, I'm a huge Emma Watson fan. Fuck yeah. And I was. I sit a couch or two away from where they're, like, on the couch with Anderson. And during the commercial break, they hand me a microphone. And I asked something like, how do you get into the mindset of someone who's so different? I basically asked her, like, how do you act? Like, literally, I was like, you're so different than the character. Because we saw the movie before. So then she's answering. And then my friend next to me, who I brought... He was like, well, it's my birthday tomorrow. Can I get a hug? And I was like, this motherfucker. All I wanted was a picture with her.
Yeah,
like,
that was
I
was like, question.
I need a picture with her. I don't know how to make this happen, but I'm not leaving this fucking studio without a picture with her. So he goes up and gives her a hug. I'm like, fuck this. I brought this motherfucker here. I walk up behind him and I give her a hug and then I pick her off the ground. The clip is on YouTube to this day. The Anderson Cooper show isn't even in existence anymore, but the fucking YouTube channel is.
Oh no.
So I would have much rather dropped an onion on Drew Barrymore's foot.
What did she say? She was probably really sweet about it.
She was like, oh.
I know. It's actually mortifying to think about.
It's mortifying.
I know you didn't mean it. I know.
And then Ezra Miller goes, oh, he's strong. Yeah. So
that was tough.
No, our first times on TV are never great.
Your first time on TV will never be great.
But it will always be online.
Yeah, they are.
They are. So I can't wait to go watch it. Thank you so much for being here today. This was so fun.
Whenever you call, I'll answer. I love you. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
I love you. I just think you are truly one of the funniest people, let alone on the internet.
Thank you.
I mean, the way you can encapsulate the most niche person that we all know is wild. And I am coming to Massachusetts to see your wig collection.
You have to.
Like, do you have a wig wall?
No, they're in bins, 55 and counting. We can have some fun.
You have to get a wig wall. I have one and it's gorgeous.
It. Oh my God, I have to
see it. It's like an art piece.
Oh my God.
And then you just like whip them off, put them on, and then you put them back on. It's such a vibe.
We gotta trade wigs.
Wig exchange! It's getting wiggy!
Happy Pride.
Forgot that it's Pride. Oh, God. Thank you so much again for being here. Do you have anything to promote?
No. Just...
Me. Come and get it.
Just being me right now.
Anyways, thank you again. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe and rate this 5 stars and leave a nice little review. I literally have tears in my eyes. This was so funny. I can't wait to go talk on the after show about all things engagement and marriage and love and...
Love it.
Did I explain that you got engaged? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Like ending the episode, people are like, what?
Drop it.
Anyways, thank you guys so much. I love you and I'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.